Why am I always being contradicted?
I thought it would be a surprise.
Why don't you open a window in here, for God's sake?
They're all open, dear.
The way they boxed us in here, bricks and windows, windows and bricks.
We should have bought the land next door.
The street is lined with cars. There's not a breath of fresh air in the neighborhood. The grass don't grow anymore. Can't raise a carrot in the backyard. They should have had a law against apartment houses. Remember those two beautiful elm trees out there? When Biff and I hung the swing between them?
Yeah, like being a million miles from the city.
They should have arrested the builder for cutting those down. They massacred the neighborhood. More and more I think of those days, Linda. This time of year it was lilac and wisteria. And then the peonies would come out and the daffodils. What fragrance in this room.
Well, after all, people had to move somewhere.
There's more people now.
I don't think there's more people. I think...
There's more people. That's what's ruining this country. Population is going out of control. The competition is maddening. Smell the stink from that apartment house. And another one on the other side. How can they whip cheese?
Go down, dear. Try it. And be quiet.
You're not worried about me.
What's the matter?
Listen.
You're my foundation and my support. If you want to go back to Texas, let him go.
He'll find his way.
Certain men just don't get started till later in life, like Thomas Edison. I think he'll be a Goodrich. One of them is deaf. I'll put my money on Biff.
And there's one Sunday we'll ride in the country and we'll open the windshield and take lunch.
The windshields don't open on a new car.
But you opened it today.
Me? Isn't that peculiar? Isn't that a remarkable...
What, darling?
That is the most remarkable thing.
What, dear?
I was thinking of the Chevy. 1928, when I had that red Chevy. Isn't that funny? I could have sworn I was driving that Chevy today.
Well, that's nothing. Something must have reminded you.
It's remarkable. Remember those days? The way Biff used to simonize that car, the dealer refused to believe it was 80,000 miles on it. Close your eyes. I'll be right up.
Jesus, maybe he smashed up the car again.
Be careful on the stairs, dear. The cheese is on the middle shelf.
He's going to get his license taken away if he keeps that up. I'm getting nervous about him, you know, Biff.
His eyes are going.
No, I've driven with him. He sees all right. He just doesn't keep his mind on it. I drove into the city with him last week. He comes to a green light, and he stops. And it turns red, and he goes.
Maybe he's colorblind.
Pop, he's got the finest eye for color in the business. You know that.
I'm going to sleep.
You're not still sour on Dad, are you, Biff?
He's all right, I guess.
82,000.
You smoking?
You want one?
I can never sleep when I smell it.
Not a simonizing job, eh?
Funny, Biff, you know? Us sleeping in here again? The old beds? All the talk that went across these two beds, huh? Our whole lives.
Yeah. A lot of dreams and plans.
About 500 women would like to know what was said in this room.
Remember that big, Betsy something? What the hell was her name over on Bushwick Avenue?
With the collie dog.
Yeah, that's the one. I got you in there, remember?
Yeah, that was my first time. I think. Boy, that was a pig. You taught me everything I know about women. Don't forget that, Biff.
I bet you forgot how bashful you used to be. Especially with girls.
Oh, I still am.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I just control it, that's all. I think I got less bashful and you got more so. What happened, Biff? Where's the old humor, the old confidence? What's the matter?
Why does Dad mock me all the time?
He's not mocking
you. Now, everything I say, there's a twist of mockery on his face. I can't get near him.
He just wants you to make good, that's all. I wanted to talk to you about Dad for a long time, but if something's happening to him, he talks to himself.
I noticed that this morning, but he always mumbled.
But not so noticeable. It got so embarrassing, I had to send him to Florida. And you know something? Most of the time, he's talking to you.
What does he say about me?
I can't make it
out. What does he say about me?
I think the fact that you're not settled, that you're still kind of...
There's one or two other things depressing him, Happy.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Just don't lay it all to me.
But I think if you just got started, I mean, is there any future for you out there?
I tell you, Happy, I don't know what the future is. I don't know what I'm supposed to want.
What do you mean?
Well, I spent 6 or 7 years after high school trying to work myself up. Shipping clerks, salesman, business of one kind or another. And it's a measly manner of existence. To get on that subway on the hot mornings in summer. To devote your whole life to keeping stock or making phone calls or buying or selling. To suffer 50 weeks out of the year for the sake of a 2-week vacation when all you really desire is to be outdoors with your shirt off. And always to have to get ahead of the next fella. And still, that's how you build a future.
Well, you really enjoy it on a farm? Are you content out there?
Hap, I've had 20 or 30 different kinds of jobs since I left home before the war. And it always turns out the same. I just realized it lately. In Nebraska, where I herded cattle, and the Dakotas, in Arizona, and now in Texas. It's why I came home now, I guess, because I realized it. This farm I work on, it's spring there now, see? And I got about 15 new colts. There's nothing more inspiring or beautiful than the sight of a mare and a new colt. And it's cool there now, see? Texas is cool now, and it's spring. And whenever spring comes to where I am, I suddenly get the feeling, my God, I'm not getting anywhere. What the hell am I doing playing around with horses? $28 a week, I'm 34 years old, I ought to be making my future. That's when I come running home. And now I get here, and I don't know what to do with myself. I've always made a point of not wasting my life, and every time I come back here, I know that all I've done is to waste my life.
You're a poet, you know that, Biff? You're an idealist.
No. I mixed up very bad. Maybe I ought to get married. Maybe I ought to get stuck into something. Maybe that's my trouble. I'm like a boy. I'm not married. I'm not in business. I'm like a boy. Are you content, Hap? You're a success, aren't you? Are you content?
Hell no.
Why? You're making money, aren't you?
All I can do now is wait for the merchandise manager to die. And suppose I become merchandise manager. He's a good friend of mine. And he just built this terrific estate on Long Island. He lived there about 2 months, and he sold it. Now he's building another one. He can't enjoy it once it's finished. And I know that's just what I do. I don't know what the hell I'm working for. Sometimes I sit in my apartment all alone. I think of the rent I'm paying, and it's crazy. But then, it's what I always wanted. My own apartment, a car, plenty of women, and still, goddammit, I'm lonely.
Listen, why don't you come out west with me?
You and me?
Huh? Sure, we could buy a ranch, maybe, raise cattle, use our muscles. Men built like we are should be working out in the open.
The Lowman Brothers.
Sure, we'd be known all over the counties.
That's what I dream about, Biff. Sometimes I want to walk into the middle of that store and just rip off my clothes and outbox that goddamn merchandise manager. I mean, I can outbox, outrun, outlift anybody in that store, and I have to take orders from those common, petty sons of bitches till I can't stand it anymore.
I'm telling you, kid, if you were with me, I'd be happy out there.
You see, Biff, everybody around me is so false that I'm constantly lowering my ideals.
Baby, together we'd stand up for one another. We'd have someone to trust.
If I were around you...
Half the trouble is we weren't brought up to grub for money. I don't know how to do
it. Neither do I.
Then let's go.
The only thing is, what can you make out there?
But look at your friend. Builds an estate and then hasn't got the peace of mind to live in it.
Yeah, but when he walks into that store, the waves part in front of him. That's $52,000 a year coming through that revolver.